डिक्टेशन फॉर पेशेंट नेम माइशली एलेक्स MYSHELLEY ALLIX Date of birth is 6/26/1982. Date of accident is 5/17/2016. Date of service is 5/26/2023. This patient reports ongoing symptoms and relates all of them to the automobile accident of 5/7/2016. She reports that she is suffering from a sharp shooting burning pain in the lower back and mid back and neck to the tune of 8 to 10. These pains have been going on since the time of accident and have not been relieved. Her case has been settled. She states that she has a lifetime future award from the insurance company, and mostly she needs pain relief. She is not interested in any injection treatments or any surgical approach or any other approach. Her doctor was himself arrested and is in jail. The patient looked like overstating her pain and directing the medical care herself. She reports that she has tense unit at work. She is working, and she has a cryo machine at home, and she has back brace. However, she states that she never had any laser treatment, no infrared treatment, no chiropractic treatment, no acupunctures in last 9 years. She also never been evaluated by neuropsychiatrist. She never had any brain MRI for TBI. Regarding her accident, patient has reported that she was traveling off the Southfield Freeway and near Joy Road in Detroit on 5/7/2016 as a resident driver. And she was alone in the car. She was driving an SUV. And regarding the accident, patient doesn't remember how the accident happened. She woke up in the Oakwood Hospital, and the car was totaled. And when she opened her eyes after several days, her mother saw her. She saw her mother sitting next to her. She reports that the entire trunk was broken, entire hood, the rear windshield, and the whole trunk was into the rear seat. Patient reports that she was wearing seat belts and airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and she was taken to the hospital by ambulance. History of presenting illness. Patient has following symptoms. She reports that initially she received a laceration to the scalp in the vertex, and no sutures were provided. So it is a small laceration. It was possibly due to the result of hitting into the steering wheel or some structure. And she always has had a vibration feeling and a tingling feeling of the back of the head. She reports of headaches which are severe, 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are affecting her back, in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back without any radiation to the arm or the legs. Oh, sorry, I apologize. We are talking about the headaches. Headaches are present 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on once or twice a week. They are mostly in the occipital area, back part, mild to moderate, and they are off and on. They're not sensitive to the light, noise, and their associated factors are no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The additional symptoms of TBI, the patient reports of loss of memory and tingling of the back of the head, felt like vibration. However, she denies any ringing in the ear or buzziness, buzzing of the ear. No dizziness, vertigo is reported. No loss of consciousness, seizures. There's no balance problem, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, forgetfulness, or loss of concentration, nightmares. Patient denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, seizures, sleepwalking. Patient denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. The patient also has no weakness, lightheadedness, difficulty walking. She denies any numbness or tingling anywhere or radiation of the pain. She denies any subtle anesthesia. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. No sleep disturbance is reported. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she is suffering from a continuous pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and also across the lower back. And they're described as throbbing, shooting sharp, heart burning, aching, heavy, and tender. The patient reports the pain varies from 6 to 8 to 9, depending on the day and depending on how much lifting she has done. And the ADLs are affected up to 9 in certain areas. Modifying factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by medications, especially Norco. And she reported that she can walk up to a block, she can sit up to 1 hour, stand 1 hour, and she works at DMC Hospital since February of 2023. She has had many x-rays and MRIs in the past. Currently, she reports a muscle weakness in the back as well as numbness, tingling. Pins and needles is not reported. There's no bladder bowel incontinence either. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports that she saw Dr. Trotter, who gave pain medications only. She saw Dr. Shukra, S-H-U-K-R-A, but their office has been closed due to some issues, legal issues, and all the patients have been discharged since 2016. And since then, she has not seen any doctor. She has not taken any pain medications. The Dr. Shukra would order the physical therapy, machine, MRIs were ordered, lidocaine injection was given in the back as a trigger points, and she do not remember much of any of these treatments. She doesn't want to provide any detailed information. And she reports that she has never seen a neurologist, neuropsych, psychiatrist, or psychotherapy at all. She has not been evaluated for her TBI. So far, she reports that she does have used her tense units. She has several years of physical therapy, massage, medication, and epidural injections. In the system review, patient reports that no positive history. Please review the chart. Past surgical history, laparoscopy 2004 and 5. Please review the chart. Allergies to penicillin. Family history, please review the chart. Mother and father are alive without any medical problem. No brothers, sisters. Relationship status, patient lives with the kids, 13 and 3. Current employment status, patient is employed full-time, and she is working in a DMC hospital on the computer as a receptionist as well as a customer service. No lifting. She's able to work full-time. She never filed for a disability, and past legal history was Thurswell Law was representing her, T-H-U-R-S-W-E-L-L. No more. The case has been settled and be done with. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical examination, blood pressure is 132 over 94, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 100%. The patient is 40-year-old African-American female, weight is 140 and height is 6 feet 2 inches. General review, this is a 40-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably. She does not appear to be in any acute distress, pain phases, or any severe distress. And the patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive devices. Patient is otherwise well-built, well-nourished. She is moving without using any cane. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the skin, please mention a small scar in the forehead, not forehead area, vertex area of the head, but it doesn't look, it is all healed up and non-tender. Psychiatric exam, neurological examination, and musculature examination are all found to be normal. Gait is normal. Musculoskeletal examination is completely normal from inspection, palpation. Spine tenderness, none is present except bilateral sacroiliac joint area, mildly painful. Other than that, everything is negative and normal. Please use the template. Cervical spine range of motions are normal at flexion at 50, extension 75, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. All the signs are negative except for sacroiliac joint, where we find mild tenderness in the sacroiliac joint. And other than that, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, Faber test, Gosselin test are all negative. The extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template. ADLs that are reported affected are like the patient book report that she has home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, she is not able to do, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And walking and standing is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And running and vacuuming, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 among the ADLs. Diagnosis? Past motor vehicular accident, V89.2XFT. G89.21, Z79.891, CNS R51, S09.90XA, NERVS M79.2, ligaments M54.0, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.1, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1 bilaterally, possibly. Treatment, plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient was provided following medications. Physical therapy is on hold until all the records are available. Since this patient has been in care for more than 9 years, I believe she has done all the physical therapy that was ever could bring her help. And hence, a certification from a therapist will be required to order any therapy or chiropractic treatment. The patient is already fully at work, and I don't think it's necessary to do any therapy. All the maximum relief has been obtained. The non-narcotic medication patient was prescribed Mobic 15 milligram once daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Aloville 50 milligram at night was provided for GAD disorder, help with pain and depression. Patient was provided with Neurontin 600 milligram for headaches. Patient was provided a lidocaine gel 4% for help with the topical pain relief. For sleep, patient was provided Trazodone 100 milligram at night. Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day was provided for stomach protection. Narcotic analgesics, patient was provided with Ultran 50 milligram 1 or 2 every 6 hours, 60 tablets. Special note, the patient left the entire package at the office, didn't wanted any of the medications. She said they don't work. She was only looking for Percocets. That was denied to her. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI. Well, there is an MRI that arrived later on from Precise MRI. And according to this MRI, there is some findings in the cervical spine. These MRIs are dated 2016, 9-year-old MRIs. There is a broad-based disc bulge in C23, C34, herniated disc at C45. The patient was advised cervical epidural steroid injections to help further. She refused. The patient was advised to undergo surgical evaluation by a neurosurgeon. I was planning to refer her to Dr. Mohan for a consultation. Patient refused. Thoracic spine MRI, again 6-7-2016 from Precise MRI. It reports the following, that the MRI is completely normal for thoracic spine. In the lumbar spine, there is a broad-based disc herniation at L5-S1, and there is an abutment of the right intrathecal nerve root L5. and broad-based disc herniation. Annular fissure, right neural foramen and narrowing, effacement of the ventricular sac, abutment of the right intrathecal nerve roots. These MRIs were reviewed with the patient. All the alternative treatment were discussed with the patient. Patient was informed. So the next one is the interventional pain procedure. Patient was advised that she will benefit from a cervical epidural and lumbar epidural steroid injection and bilateral sacroiliac joint injections as the next best therapy. All the physical therapy and chiropractic will not help her. The patient did not want any of these injections. She only wanted opiates, and it looked like she's seeking drugs. Surgical options, patient was advised that she can go and see a neurosurgeon. Hopefully, they can possibly do a disc replacement for her cervical spine. At C4-5 and L5-S1, patient refused. Neuropsych evaluation was ordered. Patient was being referred to Triton Behavioral Therapy. Patient refused that one also. She left. Provision of attended care and casework is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations, no new investigations are being ordered. DME, no new DME is being ordered. Education, yes. Weight loss program, none. Disability, none. Follow-up visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. The patient was requested to return back so that MRIs could be discussed at the time of visit. The MRIs were not available. The patient left the baggage of all the medications and shouted and yelled on everybody. And she is a rude woman, and it looked like she is a drug seeker. I'll be notifying this information to the AAA so that they have this in their information package, as well as to the Dr. Rashid, who apparently sent this patient. This patient is not a good patient to have. Thank you.